咱今仔日早起的经文是记载伫帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章23-24节。
Our Bible reading for today is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23-24.
请大家
Let's all stand up.
咱来十合读。愿主平安的上帝，亲自予恁完全然成圣，各愿恁的灵、甲魂、甲身体得蒙保守，伫我主耶稣基督降临的时阵，完全无通迟钓。这个钓恁的本是信实的，伊的确成就这事。
Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. These are the words of our God. Please be seated. 请坐。
各位平安。
Peace to all of you。
我今日要甲大家思想帖撒罗尼迦这个前书的罗马第二篇。
Today we will be discussing the second to the last message for the First Thessalonians。
了这篇了的时候，咱从咱罗马一篇就结束了这卷册。
After this, we will have one more message, and then we will finish this book。
然后咱知影保罗到罗马，伊咧退这个教会祝福的时阵。
Now we know that as Paul was sharing his benediction for the church。
顶一摆咱有思想了保罗。在那个时候在求上帝求赐平安的上帝和教会全然成圣。
We mentioned last time that he wished that the God of peace himself would sanctify the church completely.
我们看到上帝爱教会本身或者一个圣洁的生活。
And it shows us that God wants the church to live a holy life.
然后今天然后我要看到保罗他的祝福的罗马一部分。
But today we will look at the last part of his benediction.
这个部分是指到他祈祷求上帝保守这个教会。
And that is when he prayed that God will keep the church.
然后保守这个教会，和伊的灵魂体拢得蒙保守。
That their whole spirit and soul and body be kept.
然后我当可以直到耶稣基督降临的时阵，完全无通指点。
That they may be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后伊讲，迄个钓你的本是信实的，的确要成就这项大事。
Here he says, he who calls you is faithful, he will surely do it.
所以我今日要有两方面甲大家来思想。
So there will be two things we'll be discussing today.
头先我们要甲大家思想，讲保罗咧求上帝保守保守什么
？The first is that what?Is the reason behind this keeping?
然后第二，伊到底伊保守迄个目的是啥物
？And what it is about?
所以这两项我甲大家今仔日要考虑的所在。
And these are the two things we'll be discussing today.
保罗伫这个所在，伊基督讲啥物？但愿伊的灵魂体。全然蒙保守。
But Paul here says, may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless.
所以换句话，伊伫教为着教会基督的时阵，伊提到教会的灵。
And so we see that the areas in which this pertains are the church's spirit, soul, and body.
Because
the church is about the people and not the building.
And
so Paul is praying that the people who make up the church would have their spirit and soul and body kept. So what exactly is Paul's perspective here?
人本身有三个元素。
Now, a lot of people use this Bible verse as a basis to theorize that people are divided into three areas.
就是比如说人有灵、有魂、各有体。
That we have a spirit, a soul, and a body.
就比如在咱中国的背景里面，你若受到艺术性的神学影响。
And for people who have had undergone the influence of Watchman Nee in China,
然后伊写了一卷真重要册，叫做《属灵人》。
We know that he wrote a book called The Spiritual Man.
然后这卷册里面，伊讲到人有本质。有灵有魂有体。
And in this book, he tried to separate the person into three entities: their soul and body.
然后伊讲到体本身是败坏，是无好的。
And supposedly, the body is a bad part.
然后这个是跟世界方面一个接触。
Because the body is what comes in contact with the world.
然后伊讲到魂本身是人的知识。 本身
嘅物件。And the soul, he says, pertains to man's mind and consciousness.
啊是人嘅感情一部分嘅物件。
To man's feelings and awareness.
所以呢是指到魂嘅层面。
And so that's what he thought the soul meant.
伊讲灵嘅呢个层面是指到跟上帝呢个沟通、呢个良心、呢个直觉。
And then he believed that that intuition that leads us to God and that relationship with Him and our conscience is the Spirit.
所以相信讲人犯罪以时阵，你嘅灵就死去了。
And so he thinks that once people sinned, that we lost our spirit.
所以人根本死去了，所以这个无知觉完全跟上帝无法当沟通。
And that is why we have no connection with God.
然后当一个人信了耶稣，伊的灵就活起来了。
Then he believed that the spirit resurrects, and we believe in Jesus.
所以你到落尾跟上帝有个交往了。
And that is why we would then have a relationship with God.
这个是耶稣先的这个属灵人这根册讲解的物件。
And these are the teachings of the book The Spiritual Man by Watchman Nee.
但是这个到底正确还无正确呢？
But is that even right?
到底是保罗在这个所在又讲到灵魂的，是不是指到人分这三部分呢？
Did Paul also mean that man is separated into three areas when he says we have spirit and soul and body?
但是犹太人本身不是这样看。
Now the Jews didn't believe that.
那你看以希伯来人本身，伊看人哦，无这样分啊。
When you look at rabbinic tradition, it's not that they would separate a person. 然后
伊看人本身是几个人。
They would think of man as a whole. You think that when we sin,
到底你身躯犯罪，还是你腹肚犯罪，还是你头壳犯罪，还是你灵犯罪？
What is it that sins? Is it your body, your stomach, your head, your spirit, your soul?
那这个对以色列人来讲，伊无分，伊讲你犯罪是你这个你犯罪。
Now Hebrew belief says that you sin.
所以有一个人叫做姓林的文档诶。
And that's why there is a person called Mr. Lim.
那伊写了一卷册叫做《属灵神学》。
Who wrote a book called Spiritual Theology?
然后这《属灵神学》伊就分得真清楚，人对犹太人的角度，对圣经的角度，你看人哦。是一个整体一个人。
And in this book, he shows very clearly that the Bible views the person as a whole.
特别伊这卷册后边伊的 footnotes.
Particularly the footnotes at the end.
伊的 appendix 伊也是安尼讲。
The appendices.
伊讲啥物啊？伊专门研究伫古约内面用的灵这个字是啥物，魂这个字是啥物。
And his appendix to his book, he also mentions in specific how the Bible refers to the spirit, the soul, and the body.
然后一到落尾就发现哦，有真侪词哦是互相咧交换咧用。
And then he concludes that these words were used synonymously.
所以呢，因为伊讲有以色列人，伊根本看人无分做安尼啦。
Because the Israelites didn't even view people as three entities.
伊看就这个人是这个全体。
But rather, a person is a person as a whole.
当然，你袂只讲我的人分一半。
Now we can't split ourselves up.
人是人，但是咱是咧承认人本身哦，有两个层面，我就按你讲。
We can acknowledge that man is made out of two components.
因为特别是上帝咧创造的时阵。
Because when God created man,
上帝用尘土创造。
God created man out of dirt.
对不？然后伊就用一个气本落去，让人成出有灵的活人。
And then he breathed life into this person.
所以因为这个原因哦，人哦有物质的一方面，人也有超物质一方面。
And so we see that man has a physical side and a metaphysical side.
所以咱无讲本质灵魂体，但是咱就是本讲哦，有灵有物质的一层，也超物质一层。
But even though we can't say that man is split into spirit, soul, and body, we can say that man has a physical side and a spiritual side.
对保罗讲灵魂体是代表这个全灵拢得到上帝保守。
But when Paul says that we may be kept blameless, he refers to it all.
这人这个全灵有物质，也有超物质。
That the whole man be kept blameless, whether it's the physical or the unphysical.
所以你看嘛，耶稣在受试探的时阵。
And so when Jesus was tempted.
伊讲，然后。撒旦佮伊讲，你有法当将石头变成啥物面头的机会
？Satan tempted Jesus to turn the stone into bread.
然后伊就回答，耶稣就回答，人活的唔是单单靠着啥物
？Jesus answered, man does not live on bread alone.
啊，我个英文真重要哦 ，alone.
Now in English, it's very clear that he does not live on bread alone.
只靠着，这个真重要。
Not on bread alone.
是代表讲人哦，有迄个辛苦物质的需要。
In other words, that we do have those physical needs.
所以你袂只孤单强调辛苦一方面啊，你
cannot just emphasize the physical well-being.
人也有一个超物质的需要。
Man also has a side that is not physical.
所以人哦，会做有时阵你看到人哦有需要有物质接超物质方面。
And so you see that man has tangible and intangible needs.
所以你看嘛，人有需要。要食饭，这个是物质。
We need food. That is a physical need.
然后，咱需要讲有困，这个物质。
We need sleep. That is a physical need.
但是呢，人本身有需要疼。
But we need love.
那需要交人甲有人甲人之间的交流。
We need social interaction.
这个是超不这个
东西。And those needs are immaterial.
所以你看到人本身哦，是有这两个层面。
And so you see that there are these two sides to man.
兄弟姊妹，因为这个原因哦，保罗讲什么啊？讲但愿你的灵魂体。
For that reason, Paul said, may your spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless. Now, when we mention the word keep or kept, we realize here that it's in the passive tense. It's a passive voice right now. It is not an active voice. But rather, that our spirit and soul and body be kept.
所以代表讲，上帝要在这个环境、这个罪恶环境影响的里面，上帝该过好
些。In other words, it is God who is keeping us safe amidst this temptation-filled world.
这是上保罗透上帝透过保罗祈祷这样物件。
And that is something that Paul was praying because God led him to do so.
所以我感觉人活在这世界里面哦，有两方面。
And so we see that when we live in this world, we are often tempted in two different areas. Material temptations. Like Chinese, for example, we are tempted by material food. A lot of people like to go to the buffet. And a lot of times we manifest our human nature at a buffet. Because we think that if we do not pack ourselves to the fullest, that it is not worthwhile. To the point that we might force ourselves to eat beyond what we already filled us because we think it's not worth it if we don't. And do you know how Western people view buffets? You know how they say the word buffet? The Chinese may say
buffet.
In Chinese, buffet may sound like guaranteed fat.
啊，对不？包你肥。
Guaranteed fattening.
你有没有？你那吃想想吃 buffet 哈，就担保你什么肥下去。
Because if we continue to eat buffets, it is guaranteed that we will get fat.
我你讲，相信真侪人伫吃 buffet 里面袂节制的。
Because a lot of people lose all self-control at a buffet.
相信的。我看到全人食无费，食到一个堪将腹肚痛到要死。
I've seen people who get stomach aches from too much food.
全有时阵食到规个面油到要死要死。
I've seen people look depressed after a buffet.
我咧讲哦，我系丈人常讲一句话。
My father-in-law likes to say.
用戆人食真伤饱，你知无
？The biggest.
戆人食伤饱。
Overeating is the foolish, most foolish thing you can do.
就是我捌人常说到有时阵哦，把拿钱甲食者腹肚痛。
Because sometimes we are trying to pay a lot of money to get ourselves a stomachache.
对吧？所以我感觉讲，哎，人性哦，有引诱啊。
And there are temptations in this world.
对吧？然后我跟你讲，另外两种有超物质的引诱。
But there are also immaterial temptations.
所以我跟上帝讲，你要保守咱的灵魂体，拢得往保守，你知道吗？
And that is why our spirit and soul and body need to be kept.
我这个名声是超物质。
Fame is an immaterial temptation.
人对你的懊恼是超物质。
Vanity and pride is an immaterial temptation.
我真侪人常常读册爱拼头名、二名、三名，常常拼、常常拼。
Competitiveness to get that top spot.
啊，我跟你讲啊，我看到一个现象啊。
I've seen a trend.
什么现象啊
？That
真侪读头二名、三名哦，去教迄款读未升的人吃头路啊。
A lot of people who end up the first, second, third honor in school end up working for the person who was last in class. Because sometimes the person who failed in school ends up being the boss. And the person who was top of the honor roll ends up working for the other businessman. But I want to clarify that I am not claiming that students should not study. Do not say that you will refuse to study so you can end up the boss. And don't even quote your pastor on that. Do not blame me for your failing grace.
也唔对，因为上帝爱咱读。
Because we know that God wants us to study hard.
但是有时阵咧，话是这个环境内面咧，这个世界内面，你就安尼追求、追求、追求、追求。
But sometimes we think that we need to be competitive and try to get that top spot in this world.
到到落尾吼，咱的价值观无同，咱的观念真无同。
So that in the end, it could negatively affect our values.
那我讲一个真简单的。
I'll give a simple example.
真就基督教学堂。
Now a lot of Christian schools.
伊讲你若要读头二名。
Say that in order for you to get the first or second honor spot, you would be required to attend their Sunday school so that you will get points. Now, I will first say a disclaimer. That I believe these schools act out of the good intention of wanting people to hear the gospel.
So, you can see that I will be able to
But oftentimes you do see the people who are competing for first honor going to a certain school, Sunday school. But when I ask parents,
it's Father's Day,
right? I want to ask the parents, why do you want your children to study? Why? A lot of the time, we tell our children that they must study hard so that they can get a job one day, right?
We
often say that, and we often also say that children need to work hard or else they will never make it big. And when we say that, the values we're imparting, what kind of values are we telling our children when we tell them to try to compete for that top spot all the time? Suddenly, we're telling our children, we go to church just to get bonus points. And one day, when they don't need those bonus points anymore, maybe they don't want to go to church anymore. Suddenly, they think that they will only go to church if they can get something out of it. And that is a very profound influence on our children. And so we ought to teach our children that they should work hard and study hard
Because
we study hard because we want to be prepared for God to use us. And God uses us in different ways. And we have to be prepared for that. And that's a very different concept. But because we live in this world, it is so easy to be influenced by what society thinks. So that whether it's a material or an immaterial need, one parent once told me, Pastor, just let it slide. Let me bring my kids to that prescribed church. Just so that I could get up on stage when my child gets first honor. A parent said that to me. And so we see that a lot of parents feel good just to be able to get on stage. But what affects us? What is Paul praying for us? Paul is praying that the people of the church will be kept blameless. They will be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we have to admit that we may sin as long as we live in this world. And that is why Paul prays that God will keep us. That God will keep us blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, this is the whole purpose of Paul's benediction. When we say that someone ought to be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, take note.
历史观是什么？
We are seeing here the perspective of Christianity upon time and history.
原来基督教的历史观是直线的历史观。
We view history as in a linear way.
伊看历史唔是一个圆循环的历史
观。We don't see it as a cycle.
这才有讲法。
Why would he say that?
因为伫保罗伊讲什么啊？当主耶稣降临的时阵，咱完全无指点。
Paul says that we have to be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
代表历史吼有一日主国再来，对不？
So that means that there will be one point in history where Jesus comes again.
因为上帝开始创世界时阵，创世纪头一章安尼讲。
Because it says in Genesis chapter 1,
起初对不？有一日起初，上帝创造天甲地。
In the beginning, that God created the heavens and the earth.
到启示录的时阵，是规个人类历史的结束的。
And then in the book of Revelation, we see how humanity will end.
然后，迄个历史结束是耶稣基督降临的时。
And our life on earth will end a certain way when Jesus comes again.
所以，就让咱看到原来基督教的历史观有一个开始。
And so you see that as a Christian, we view history with a beginning.
然后，这个历史吼是继续发展到耶稣基督国再来。
With certain rising action through it all.
所以，这个是基督教的历史观。
And that is the historical perspective that Christians should have.
我感觉英文真水啊 ，history。
Now I like the word history in English。
然后，咱特别讲 ，history is his story。
Because history is his story。
是上帝规个故事。
It's God's story。
然后是上帝一开始的时阵，已经预备了伊个计划。
Because God started with His plan all along。
然后一步一步将伊个计划落尾一步一步显明出来。
And step by step, He is revealing His plans to us。
一直到落尾主降临的时。
And it will end when Jesus comes again。
那第几位？这个是。基督教的历史观
Brothers and sisters, that is a Christian worldview of history.
佛教的历史观是轮回
For Buddhists, they think history is a cycle.
因为他相信轮回，这个是一个循环、循环的一个历史观。
Because they believe we will keep getting reincarnated.
所以代表有前世、今世、来世。
And they think we just live in a cycle of a past life, the current life, and the next life.
所以你无法当讲第时开始、第时结束，因为伊在行，伊在循环。
So they don't think there's really a beginning or an end to anything.
但是基督教的历史观是一个直线的历史观。
But as Christians, we view history in a linear way.
咱知影有一日主过来就结束。
We know that one day Jesus will come and end history as we know it.
但是我要问咯。
But I want to ask you,
头一摆基督耶稣来，甲第二摆基督耶稣来，有啥物无啥？
What's the difference between Jesus' first coming and his second coming?
然后咱真清楚，耶稣基督头一摆来的时阵，伊是要做救主。
We know that the first time Jesus came, he wanted to be our savior.
所以耶稣这个名的意思啊。
And the name Jesus.
就是伊要将伊的百姓对罪恶里面干呐救出来。
Means savior of his people from.
但是第二摆耶稣基督来，唔是要做救主。
But the second time Jesus comes not to be a savior.
耶稣基督第二摆国再降临的时阵，伊要做审判官。
When Jesus comes again, he will be our judge.
所以咱每件物件，咱拢带到神的面前，伊要审判咱。
And we need to bring everything we have before him for judgment.
所以你主国再来，咱完全无指点。
And that is why we need to be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那是几位主要来军未
？Is Jesus coming soon？Very soon.
啊，我最近我真兴趣这样代志。
So recently, I've been interested in.
我真兴趣 Bitcoin.
The Bitcoin.
啊，我真兴趣 Bitcoin.
Yes, I've been very interested in the Bitcoin.
什么是 Bitcoin 啊
？What is the Bitcoin？
你国语一个叫比特币啦。
The Bitcoin？
啊，然后因为几多年前，我一摆我看到这样代志。
This is something I read about a few years ago.
然后我感觉讲，哎，这个吼，特地买。
And I thought that it might be a good investment.
那时阵一块美金吼，换一个 Bitcoin.
At that time, each Bitcoin cost $1.
我咧想吼，这个会做买啦。
I thought that might be a good investment.
我伫个查经班内面，我甲伊讲，你去买，赶紧买。
I mentioned it to people in my Bible study and said that maybe they should buy Bitcoins.
啊，这落尾我知影，迄个查经无半个人买啊。
But it ended up that nobody buying.
因为我看到我看好这个。
But why did I think it was a good investment? It's because I think that the US dollar won't be the strongest currency one day. Because right now, the US is deep in debt. But it is only a very famous currency because it's the world currency right now. Now the euro has tried to replace the US dollar but failed to do so.
然后因为转个国家最不合适要离开，所以这个未用。
And the euro won't stand for long because some
countries
are not happy.
你起来取代，
The RMB is trying to replace the US dollar, but still not succeeding.
So,
I'm not a prophet, and I can't tell you if buying RMB is a good thing either. There is no currency that can replace US dollars as the world currency. But a lot of people are against this fact because once the US has control over their currency, they have control over the world economically. And that is why some people want a currency that is not affiliated with the US. And so, there's the Bitcoin. If I'm not mistaken, Li Ka-shing himself is pro-Bitcoin. And so I told my Bible study members to purchase Bitcoins. And sometimes I think that if at that time I had spent $1,000 to buy 1,000 Bitcoins, do you have any idea how much the Bitcoin is worth now? Want to guess?
Huh?
Peso?
124,000 pesos?
Apparently, one Bitcoin equals 3,400 US dollars right now. Yes, roughly that number. But now it's only worth 2,300. And so, if you own bitcoins, don't get a heart attack. But the reason I noticed the bitcoin is that I realized one day the Antichrist will control us economically. He might not even need a country to control the world's economy. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is coming soon. A lot of things have happened in London recently. Bombings. Fire. And we have 30 plus people have died already, and 70 more are missing. We have war in the south of the Philippines. ISIS is a growing threat every day. And people have said that ISIS is a very grave problem. But the one problem greater than ISIS is an M in ISIS.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters,
世上就是慢慢走一条路,
the world is going down this way. The Lord is coming soon.
但是呢, 有一个重要的所在我要提,
but one important thing that we have to remember
就是能够神的面前, 主管来人的时,
is that when we come before the Lord when He comes again,
诶, 祂要让我们, 保守我们, 完全无瑕疵,
we know that He may is able to have kept us blameless.
代表什么?
And that means that we can stand strongly and happily before the Lord. Now there are two questions we need to address. The first, is being blameless the goal here?
还是这个方面另外一个问题，我问。
Or is being blameless a fact? Is this a goal or a fact?
Now,
if being blameless is a goal, then that means that we are not yet blameless, but we hope that the Lord will make us so. But if being blameless is a fact, that means that we are already blameless before God. Now both perspectives have their challenges. Because some people might say that if that is the goal and we don't reach it, then we might be in trouble. I never become blameless, then I'm constantly under fear. But if it is a fact that we're blameless, then that means that we are already blameless, and that's fine. But if I were to stumble at some point, then how can I keep standing before my holy God? That is something worth discussing. Brothers and sisters, I would like to mention that you and I are not yet perfect as long as we live in this world. And Jesus has said that we ought to be holy as our God is holy. And so we see that holiness is what we are fighting for and driving towards. But it is impossible for us to steer ourselves into perfect holiness. So then how do we stand before a holy God? And so I will say clearly, and hopefully this is a statement that you will remember. One day when you and I stand before God, and God looks at us, He should be seeing us through Christ. I repeat, one day when we stand before God, God should see us through Christ. And so when He looks at us, He sees us as covered by the precious blood of Jesus. And only then can we stand before a holy God. So when you look at Ephesians chapter 1, you will see that Paul keeps repeating, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. And it means that when you and I are in Christ,
God,
we stand before a holy God because He looks at us through Christ. And that is why once we are truly saved, we are always saved. Because we are in Christ. But when we are already in Christ, our life should also grow. And we should continue to seek to become more Christ-like. It's right that Christians will one day go to heaven. But there is a more precious and higher goal than just going to heaven. And that is becoming sanctified to be more like Christ. Do our lives glorify God? A Christian who is blessed to be in Christ can live out the glory of God, and that is why God created man in the first place. You see that in the Westminster Shorter Catechism it says, that man lives to obey God, to know God, and to enjoy Him forever. To know God and to glorify Him and to enjoy Him forever. And that is the purpose we live at all. It's not just about going to heaven. But we should be able to manifest the glory of God and be more like Him. That is the true purpose of why we exist. Sin, according to Romans chapter
3,
we are told by Romans chapter 3 that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
And so
we see that someone who has fallen short of the glory of God cannot glorify God in his life. And But we thank God that in Him we can become more Christ-like day by day.
但是这个不是靠你跟我，我当得救的物件。
Now that is not something we do by our own strength.
保罗因为第二十四节的祝福里面又加一句话。In
verse 24, Paul said,
用那个吊你的本是信实的，伊的确成就这项代志。
He who calls you is faithful, he will surely do it.
代表讲什么？你跟我当地主降临的时，中间全部我当指点。
And that means,
这项代志的确会成就。
And that means that it will definitely happen that we be kept blameless in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为什么呀？
Because the God who has called us is faithful. The God who has called us is the faithful God who will always keep His promises. People are different. And humans are different from God in two different ways. First of all, man is different because man's strength may fail. So what we promise may not always come to pass. But man also is able to change our mind. And sometimes when we change our minds, we don't keep our promises. But our unchanging God with unfailing strength. He is the faithful God who can always fulfill His promises. And it means that He Himself will keep us blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, John Calvin has five important points in his theology for salvation. And there is a mnemonic device for it.
Tulip.
Tulip.
T-U-L-I-P.
The letters T-U-L-I-P. If you can remember these five things,
then,
the letter T stands for total depravity. It means that we are so depraved that we cannot be saved by our own deeds.
Unconditional election.
U stands for unconditional election. And that means that we are chosen without condition.
And
we are not chosen because we are good in certain ways. But rather, there is unconditional election.
L
stands for limited atonement. And that means that atonement is limited to. It is limited to the people who God knows will believe in Him. Now, some people don't always believe in limited atonement. Some people might say that there are four-point Calvinism because they don't agree with limited atonement. Then fourthly,
we
have irresistible grace. That means that we cannot resist God's grace. It means that when God has chosen to call us, we cannot resist His calling. Then lastly,
perseverance of the saints.
Letter P stands for perseverance of the saints. And that means that we, the saints, are preserved. When we are saved, God will continue to keep us till the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we see our church members and we feel good. I've been serving in this church for 33 years. And some people have gone away from the church.
But
some others have returned. And I rejoice for them. Because people who do belong to God will return. Just because people are in church doesn't mean they're necessarily saved. Just because we are in church does not mean we are necessarily saved. But those who are saved will be preserved, will be kept, and they will return. And I rejoice when I see people coming back to the fold. Because they are called by God. And so as Paul gives his benediction, he prays that the Lord will keep us. That we will be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That the person who keeps us is he who calls us, he who is faithful. We thank God that if you and I do belong to him, that we will be kept. And we will be kept blameless.
That
we may stand without trembling, without fear before our God. It's not because you and I are good about anything,
but
because he who called us is faithful. So I encourage all of us to be prepared to meet our Lord. Not to buy bitcoins. But rather to prepare ourselves to meet our Lord. Because the coming of our Lord marks the end of history as we know it. And then we will enter into eternity. And that will be a whole different story. Are you ready? Let's pray. Your Heavenly Father, we thank you that you came to earth to die for our sins, that we may be saved and have the hope of knowing you and seeing you again one day. We pray, Lord, as we see your imminent coming, that we will be prepared, that we will live lives that manifest your glory, and that our desires will be in tune with your desires, that we may lead lives that point people back to you. May our view of the future always be led by our love for you and our belief in your unending faithfulness. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.